Topping our news tonight, witnesses say a white male who said he had a knife held up the Bank of the Cascades South Bend branch. The robbery was reported at the branch on South Highway 97 near Pinebrook yesterday, shortly before 5 p.m. Police are still trying to catch the man who left on foot, but may have had a vehicle nearby. Steve Esselstyn with Bend Police has a suspect description.
So far, what we have, he appeared to be have brown hair, a little heavy set, perhaps about a little over 200 pounds. It looked like he had blue jeans, and he had a bluish gray scarf over his face.
He left the bank with an undisclosed amount of cash, and no one was injured during the robbery. This marks a second bank robbery in Bend this month. In the earlier robbery, a suspect was arrested recently in Missoula, Montana. U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon wants to see the government help homeowners like it helped financial institutions. He feels too many homeowners are underwater and dealing with high interest rate loans. One of his priorities in 2012 is to lobby for the federal government to do more.
I think the banks are starting to see the light that the complexities of the Home Affordable Mortgage Program, which is the mortgage modification program, just doesn't work. And we're going to have to take a completely different approach. But I'm going to be lobbying the administration and working with the banks, the realtors, the home builders to try to have a much bolder strategy in January of next year.
Merkley believes the government should help homeowners with the same energy and passion as we did the big financial institutions. December 23rd and 24th are expected to be extremely busy on the roads and highways this year. AAA of Oregon says their numbers show almost a record amount of people plan to travel by car this holiday, and the weather is expected to cooperate and be relatively mild throughout Oregon. Marie Dodd says it's still good to plan ahead for a roadside emergency.
Make sure that your car is ready for a road trip. If it's been a while since it's seen the inside of a tune-up, take it to your mechanic and have that done before the road trip. And then make sure that your cell phone is charged up. Make sure that you program your GPS correctly so that it doesn't take you on remote routes. Pack things like a water bottle and the energy bars for everybody with you, a shovel, kitty litter. You know, basically plan for the worst.
And since there are going to be so many other drivers, make sure you also bring along your patience. Oregon State Police may have a holiday treat for impaired drivers, 1110 KBND's Mary Lose reports.
Enhanced patrols will be running through this holiday weekend, and Lieutenant Greg Hastings with OSP says there are several things to know before you go.
Remember to drive sober. We have to watch our speeds. Remember that weather and road conditions may possibly change unexpectedly.
He adds if you decide to walk or ride your bike instead of driving, there are still safety measures to consider.
Make sure that drivers can see you before you're crossing the highway or you're riding along a roadway.
He also says visibility is key, so wear reflective clothing and use lights. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Local restaurants are expected to have a Merry Christmas. A national trend shows that 100 million Americans are expected to celebrate the new year at a favorite restaurant or bar, and many will also go out on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. At the Old Mill District, spokesperson Noelle Fredlin says dining out on the holidays is a popular local trend as well.
And so that's a fun holiday tradition for a lot of local families.
It is. They actually do a great business. You know, not everyone is open on Christmas, but they have a loyal following of folks that do come to have a change of pace or to have a stress-free meal, and it's become quite a tradition.
The national study found that 10% of Americans plan to dine out on Christmas Eve and 8% intend to visit a restaurant on Christmas Day. Lines formed around stores across the country late last night as people waited for the release of the new Nike Air Jordan 11. In many cities, shoppers literally battled it out with each other and police. In Portland, police were called to a disturbance before 6 a.m. at the Foot Locker at Lloyd Center.
There were as many as an estimated 100 people. Following our arrival, the disturbance subsided. There were no arrests made. Officers cleared the call at about 6:30.
Portland Police Lieutenant Robert King says that was the only problem reported in town. Pepper spray was used on unruly shoppers in Seattle and Florida. Four people were arrested in Atlanta as a mob broke into a mall before it even opened. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.